to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How you feeling? I hope you're at the top of your game. If not, I'm about to set you there. Today, we will experience the Chari effect. What is the Chari effect, you might ask? It is a dynamic duo, a brother and sister that have teamed up to enhance the way that we deal with life's heavyweights, our health, finance, stress, weight loss, and the emotional blockages that are suppressed in our subconscious mind. Now, I've been trying to turn you on to that subconscious mind. You are brains. Do not limit yourself to that 5%. Tap into that other 95%, and you would be amazed at what you will find and who you will meet. Dr. Chari, Dr. Roopa Chari, is a medical doctor with specialties in internal medicine. She successfully combines her unique training, experience, and expertise in integrative medicine, along with her traditional medical background, to provide the best quality health care for her patients. She has a leading-edge, proven natural approach for treating the underlying causes for both physical and psychological conditions, with proven natural remedies, nutritional counseling, mind-body techniques, and advanced wellness technology that gets results for her patients. Now, on the other hand, her brother, Deepak Chari, MS, is an engineer and certified biofeedback specialist. Deepak's specialty is working with anxiety and stress. It's incredible. He is passionate about helping his clients break through their subconscious blockage, that the things that are holding them back in life. Deepak's clients have experienced many positive changes in their life, including business success, greater confidence in social situations, and happier relationships with significant others, their family, their kids. Many have released emotional triggers, including guilt, shame, and regret from past events. Deepak also addresses subconscious emotional blockages related to struggles with losing weight. Deepak also, check this out, Brains, he has created the Life Transformation Technology Program, LTTP, that incorporates advanced biofeedback technologies using the sound of your voice to release unconscious patterns holding you back in life. And let me tell you, it works. So, Brains, I'd like to bring to our platform to shine the Charis. Hello, how are you?
Hi, April.
Hi, April.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. This is going to be informative. This is brand new, Brains, so I want you to be tuned in and tuned up. I want to start with Dr. Chari. I want to hear a little bit about your experience, your life story, and what brought you to the point to team up with your brother to create this dynamic duo.
Sure, April. Well, it actually all started, you know, when we were growing up, our mother and, you know, our father, who are from India, you know, she always gave us natural remedies, talked about natural healing, brought in, you know, incredible yogis from India who talked about the mind-body connection, detoxification, and spirituality. So, you know, growing up, I knew that I was very interested in medicine. I would go in that direction, but incorporate natural healing. And also when, you know, we were teenagers, Deepak and I were teenagers, our father passed away when he was only 50 from a massive heart attack.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we questioned, you know, how did this happen? Why did this happen? And how can we prevent this from happening to others? So it was at that point, that was in 1983 when my brother and I and our mother, we got together and said, you know, one day we're going to form a center where we can spend quality time with each person, get to the root cause, address emotions, because a lot of what my father went through was because of stress, you know, even though he was doing all of the right things and, you know, he believed in the doctors and took the right medications, he did all the right things, but this still happened. So that was kind of the journey then from going into medical school. I always had that viewpoint of the holistic perspective and also looking at emotions. And then in 1999, after I traveled the world after finishing my medical education and residency, learning, I wanted to learn from naturopathic doctors and other medical doctors who got results using natural remedies, and saw, wanted to learn from them directly, what did you do? Versus just, you know, the research. Research is important, but the practical application.
Right.
And then in 1999, we opened our center, Charlie Center of Health, in San Diego, and as a family, and our mother manages the office, and Deepak will tell you his side, you know, later as well. But it was a dream come true for us to then be able to offer this kind of quality service, because I was in a traditional setting, medical setting, but I was always practicing this way. And just like you were mentioning,
right,
you know, I was on the time clock having to see patients every few minutes, and I didn't want
right,
to have that kind
right.
of
right, and you can't do it, you know, and I'll speak to that. I go in, and you got that 15 minutes. You better be diagnosed and walk out with the prescription. They can't really figure out what's going on, and it's not the doctor's fault. It's just the way that the system is set up, you know. My
yes.
particular doctor, I think she told me she had like 2,000, 3,000 patients. And I said,
right.
you know, and it's crazy. And they have to get it done, and they're monitored, and they're evaluated off that. But I don't know how much good quality care you can give in 15 minutes. I forgot to tell everybody about your mother. Let me tell you, your mother is awesome sauce.
Oh, thank you, April.
We love her. She, her energy, her spirit. I can't wait to try some of her Indian food. You know, just amazing. And hearing her stories and her compassion, she is a wonderful woman. I want to ask you about something that you had explained to me. It's called Aveda. Is that a medical?
Ayurveda.
Ayurveda.
Yes.
Can you explain that to my brains and to me?
Sure. Well, Ayurveda is an ancient medical
Ayurveda.
Science from India, and it addresses all parts of the person holistically. I mean, it dates back at least over 5,000 years. And it says, it's very unique because it says each person is unique based on their biochemistry, their genetics, their body type, you know, the size, and also based on their temperament. So it takes into effect even all of the elements, the five elements. And so based on that, you know, it's honed down into Vata, they call it Pitta, and Kapha. And Vata is more the air, ether. You know, Pitta is more the fire element, and the Kapha is more the water and earth element. And
right.
we usually all are a combination of all three, but varying times, you know, we have maybe two more predominant ones. So based on all of these characteristics, like, for example, ginger may be great for one person to decrease inflammation. For another person, it may be too heating. So we can literally
okay.
customize a personal, you know, recommendations based on that, going to that extent.
Well, that's amazing, because I know I had another guest on the show, and he was talking about massages, and they base that, his massage and his treatment for massages, based on that same similar philosophy. So that's great. So I'm going to have to pick up a book and learn more about that. Give me some other great takeaway information that our brains can use about your unique style of treatment for your patients.
Sure. Well, one thing I recommend is what is happening just because of how the food has been genetically modified and with the herbicides, pesticides that are being used and fungicides on our food, you know, a lot of people are developing a lot of gut issues. And these gut
yeah.
issues are affecting every part of the body. Even the ancients over 5,000 years ago talked about that the root cause of any physical condition can be stemmed back to the gut. And there's many reasons for that. You know, 80% plus of our immune system is in our gut. It's where we're digesting, absorbing, and, you know, all of the nutrients that we're eating. And also we even produce serotonin, which is, helps us to relax and feel happy. That's produced in our small intestine as well. So when our gut is affected, yes.
I thought that was in the brain. No?
Most of it, believe it or not, takes place in the small intestine.
Wow.
And we literally have a universe in our intestines, in fact, including the good balance of good and bad bacteria. That's another universe unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important to have good gut health. And when our gut is affected with what we're eating because of, you know, the current agricultural practices, then we're seeing a lot of these autoimmune conditions, Hashimoto's, which is autoimmune condition of the thyroid, and all these so many different conditions that are being popping up and becoming an epidemic, and it's traced back to the food. So, you know, and your listeners may be already aware of this for sure about eating, you know, organic, but it is really important that even though it may cost a little bit more, it's well worth it because that puts less stress on the gut. And then with the pesticides, they all affect the balance of the good and bad bacteria, which then can affect your health overall in so many other ways. Because these little organisms, we actually have, are responsible for producing our B vitamins, our hormone balance, so many other factors. So, and that's why food sensitivities, like with wheat, corn, and soy, are particularly becoming an issue.
And were you, I think it was you that was also telling me that our body is full of worms.
Yes.
Ew.
We are trillions and trillions of bacteria, and now we're just beginning to learn how powerful they are and how we can coexist with them in harmony because they are responsible for our health. It's just when there's an overgrowth of the bad critters, you know, then that leads, like in life, to an imbalance, and then we can see more health issues. But
right.
If, you know, our that system, that ecosystem in our gut, if it's in harmony and balance based on our what we're eating and what we're thinking equally as well and how we manage stress, then, you know, we're living in harmony with them and we can get the most benefit.
You know, a lot of people have turned to vegan eating and vegetarian, but there is a need also for protein. And it just doesn't seem like people aren't getting enough protein. I guess they have to discover other protein sources outside of meat, because meat is just not the business.
Right, exactly. And again, according to a person's, you know, philosophical and other personal beliefs and convictions, no one has to go particularly one way or the other. You know, it depends. You know, you have to feel comfortable with what you're eating. That is just as important. But it's important to avoid, from a protein point of view, you know, some of the fake meats that are out there that are made with soy, because that can be damaging to your thyroid and cause other problems. So, you know, lentils are the most easily digestible protein. You know, we should all eat. Well, none of us are eating enough vegetables. You know, the color of the rainbow and filling 3/4 of our plate should be veggies. And some form of protein, depending whether if it's meat, it should be the highest quality meat, you know, organic, grass-fed, pasture-raised, where they're not using hormones, antibiotics, and GMO feed. And for, you know, otherwise there's lentils, beans need to be soaked ahead of time so it's more easy to digest. But,
okay,
but,
all right.
Yeah.
So can you tell me how you decide to partner up the practice that you have using your philosophy and your techniques with your brother, Deepak? I know that you both collaborate and you run some special tests that really help people define and create a personalized treatment plan. How does that work with the biofeedback?
Yes, well, we have a wellness scan that within 5 minutes can detect, you know, how where the stresses are in the body, looking at the digestive system, hormonal system, immune system, detoxification pathways, and we'll show in 5 minutes where the body is having stress in each of these areas and what may be contributing to that. It's fascinating. So within 5 minutes, we get that information. It has charts and graphs and incredible.
It is incredible.
You know, we're trying to bridge technology with ancient practices, the best of all worlds, in other words. And then from there we can create, you know, then I do a history physical exam and look at lab work and then create customized programs based on Ayurveda and, you know, functional integrative medicine and lab work and the bioscan and can see how to best customize a program, whatever their underlying issues are, whether it's, you know, some people may want to lose weight or for blood pressure, diabetes, you know, and help to actually reverse the condition, not to just manage it.
Well, it's fascinating. So, Brains, now I want to introduce you to her brother, Deepak Chari. And I had the pleasure of visiting their office and having a, you know, consultation with both of them. And let me tell you, without disclosing too much, it was mind-blowing. I was in there, you know, because I'm open to these things. I'm a brain. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's out there. My mother always says, don't be afraid of what you do know, baby. Be curious about what you don't know, because there's a whole new world. So I go into the office, and I go through this consultation with Deepak, and he connects me and listens, you know, with his technology to the biofeedback. And I tell you, when I left the office, I was just kind of wobbly, kind of in a daze. I had to go over to the meditation garden and sit there for 30 minutes just to kind of get my head around this before I could drive back home. And when I got home and I went to sleep that night, I had the most beautiful, tranquil dreams. And everything that we had talked about, I started seeing it in my dreams. I started tasting it on my tongue. It was incredible. It really was. This is an experience that is worth the consultation, that's worth the investment. So I want Deepak to give us an explanation on what LTTP technology and the program is all about. Thank you for being so patient with us, Deepak.
Absolutely, April. Thanks for sharing about your experience. That was very inspirational.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yes, oh, that's fantastic. I'm so inspired to hear that. My program, LTTP, Life Transformation Technology Program, basically gets to the core of our limiting beliefs. Each of us holds limiting beliefs, that some of which we're consciously aware of, but a lot of them we're not. And these influence the quality of our life. For example, self-sabotage patterns, you know, where you're always trying to do something you mean well, and you kind of do say the wrong thing at the wrong time or do the wrong action at the right time. And, you know, it just, these are patterns within us. It has nothing to do with our intelligence, how many degrees we have, or even how much experience we have. These are patterns that we actually, you might say, downloaded into our hard drive of our subconscious from the time we're born till the time we're 12 or 13. Essentially, when we're a kid, whatever is told to us, even if it's totally wrong and ridiculous, if, as we reflect on it as an adult, we just accept it and obey it. It just goes right in without any analysis. But after 12 or 13, we might be born discerning about it and say, no, I don't buy that. But guess what? Whatever happened from 0 to 12 is still in there. It's a different coding. And it's that part of that programming that kind of projects the energy forward and draws those kind of challenging situations in our life. Not only situations, but, you know, challenging relationships. The person might, you know, people come to me all the time. They say, Deepak, I keep drawing the same kind of person. They look different each time, but they're the same kind of energy. Right?
They have the same energy.
Yeah. I wonder if your listeners can relate to what I'm saying. So the thing is, what is causing that? Well, guess what? It has nothing to do with them or how nice they were or anything like that. It's an energy they're projecting, which actually originated from their childhood, that those are called imprints. And more specifically, these are known as ancestral imprints. By that I mean these are imprints of patterns of thinking or belief systems or perceptions that came from our parents and grandparents. And these download, and it's been shown in the new science of epigenetics, these download into the embryo from the time of conception, actually, and then later on when the kid is born, then now they have the direct influence of these parents and grandparents and other influential people in their life, like teachers and other people like that. But if they weren't good influences, that also affects the kid, and it affects all the things that happen in their life. The good news is, April, we can clear those imprints. That's the good news here. You don't have to be stuck with them. And that's
right.
What my program entails.
And, Brains, I just want to interject real quick. It's minimally evasive. He doesn't even have to go inside. He can examine your brain from the outside. It's great.
Yeah,
okay,
you're absolutely right.
Go ahead, continue.
Yeah,
I got
excited.
And
it is. I know, I love that excitement. To tell your listeners, it's really exciting because I do it with the sound of your voice.
Yeah.
Why do I use the sound of your voice? Because I have found it's the most accurate reflection of how you perceive the world, react to the world, respond to the world, and the decisions you make. So with this technology that April was referring to from her experience, basically what I do is I listen to your voice through a headset that you wear, and I listen to the energy of your voice, and I can actually plot out what's called a voice map, which plots the energy imprint that you subconsciously are holding, the limiting part, in your mind, in your subconscious, actually, not even your physical mind. And I'll pick it up on the map, voice map, and most importantly, I'll determine the harmonics that you personally will need to release them. So I will send you the harmonics of sound that will actually release those imprints that you had maybe had your whole life. Maybe someone's had emotional trauma, depression, anxiety, fears, phobias, panic attacks, ADD, ADHD, any kind of stress. Whatever it may be, this will go to the root of that and release that wiring, unwire that, and then rewire you in a very more empowered way. And actually what
and
I'm doing,
now,
April, is
can,
even...
Does,
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I wanted to ask really quick. Does this work
sure.
with children? Because, you know, they're still, like you said, they're in the developmental stages from 0 to 12. But, you know, you have a child
yeah.
that may have, you know, some of the causes or some of the symptoms or issues that you described. Could you use this same type of technology on children?
In answer to your question, yes. It's just that at our center, we are set up to see people 18 and up.
Right.
The way our practice is structured. But yes, in theory you can. But the good news is this. As I work on even the parents or even 18 and up, but even the parents, the kids, if they're younger than that, will pick up on the energy of the parent immediately and adapt to it immediately. So that's kind
okay.
of a separate biofeedback thing that happens because, after all, the kids are picking up the energy from the parents directly, right? So if
right.
we clear that imprint from them, they immediately, their biofeedback changes of what they're receiving from them in real time.
Mm. Okay.
So that's the good news about that. But the good news is that no matter how long you've had these issues, because I worked on a lady who was about 90, she was still holding an imprint that she had when she was 7 years old. A teacher
wow.
told her that she was pretty, that she'll never amount to anything, that she was stupid, and so on and so forth. Well, she carried that belief system throughout her whole life, influenced all the relationships she had, all the decisions she made, and the situation she got into. Well, I found that from her voice. And, of course, I'd like to do it with people a little sooner than that if possible. But I was
right.
able to clear that pattern from her voice because she went from total apathy and depression, not wanting to live another day, to complete joy and happiness in life, and from not having friends to having so many friends, she had to say no to some of them.
Wow. And that's a
so
beautiful
really
thing, you know, that I tell people also, too, that it's not over till it's over. You know, and it's never too late to learn. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to evolve. So that's a wonderful story and testament to hear that someone that even had the courage to do that at 90 years old, because she didn't want to go out like that. You know, she wanted to go out with clarity, and she wanted to make the transition to wherever she was going to, you know, to evolve to or lay rest at. But she could do that with peace because she knows that she had that clarity. So, you know, to have this type of skill set. How did you develop that? I want people to know a little bit about how you even got into doing developing the LTTP program from your engineering background.
Well, it all started out when I was growing up as a kid. I had my own personal experience where I was bullied as a kid. And I kept thinking when I was a kid, God, I can't wait till I'm an adult because then these problems will go away. These adults know how to deal with things, and these will just go away. Well, I was wrong about that because as I grew older, I got bullied in different ways. I got bullied by my employers, my supervisors, even my relationship, and virtually every situation. And though I would leave each of them and try to get another relationship or another job, I would have the same kind of energy, same kind of bosses. They would look totally different, but the same energy was there. So then I said, wait a second. No matter where I go, this pattern seems to follow me around. Then I thought, is this coming from me? Could it be possible? And that led me on a self-discovery journey where me and my sister traveled around the world to learn from all these masters, to learn more about ourselves. Well, that's what led me to where I am, because fast forward, when we formed the Achari Center in 99, I saw all the thousands of people my sister was healing, who you talked about earlier today, and then I became inspired that I, too, wanted to heal people, except I didn't have a medical degree. So this is where the woo-woo stuff happens, where around 2003, I put my intention out there that somehow my gifts and talents in engineering could somehow be utilized for healing people. Well,
that's right, manifest it.
And that's correct, because 2 weeks later, some friends of mine came up to me and said, hey, this guy's going to be talking about how the sound of your voice reveals all these imprints of your life that are holding you back, limiting beliefs, and most importantly, how you can clear them with the sound of your own voice fed back to you. And then I was fascinated, so I attended the lecture, and as I was listening to him, I said, wait a minute, this is something I could do with the Achari Center of Health, and secondly, maybe I can clear this bullying pattern I had my whole life. And thus, I learned in much more in depth from the co-inventor of the software. I flew back to actually where he lives in Utah, and I asked him to teach me everything he knew on a much more deeper level than even was taught there. And then I took all the information, and I'm used to, as an engineer, creating systems out of data. So that's what I did, and that's how I created my Life Transformation Technology program, as you refer to as LTTP.
And it's incredible. It really, really is. So tell me a little bit about how you utilize this technology in conjunction with your sister on the flip side, from your perspective, in healing people.
Okay. Sometimes people, they're taking all the right herbs or they're doing all the right processes and things that they need to in her processes with her. But sometimes they need some additional support, maybe there's an emotional block within them that's saying, you know what, I don't deserve to be healed. I deserve to suffer, or, you know, something like that. There's some programming in their head. Who knows how it came? It doesn't matter. Then she'll refer them to me. I'll clear that block, which they don't even know is there. I'll actually hear it in their voice. I'll say, okay, I see what the problem is. I'll just clear it for you. And then I'll send them back to her, and then everything will work like a charm again, like it does for everyone. So essentially, this can go with all kinds of areas, losing weight, health issues, immune system issues. It can go with anything. Emotions, basically, I found, run the show. Emotions are at the root, I found, of a lot of the physiological issues, too.
Right,
I've seen some,
right.
You know, things can improve amazingly when you release these emotional blockages. You know, people's health and immune system can be rejuvenated. So that's how we work together, you know, can work both ways. Or I might say that, okay, in addition to my emotional work, you might need some, if you want to lose weight, now you've got the mental stuff balanced, now you can work on the actual technique with her. Or maybe you have some health issues that you need to work on a deeper level with her. So it works both, between us it works perfectly, you know, how we refer to each other.
Well, it is a dynamic duo, and that is for sure. Dr. Chari, could you tell our brains how to get in contact with you and Deepak if they want to explore this deeper on a more intense level?
Absolutely, April. They can call our office, which is area code 760-230-2711, or email us at info@ Chari Center, that's our last name, CHARICENTER.com. And our website for more information is www.charicenter, CHARICENTER.com. And Deepak's website is Fast Anxiety Help, so FAST Anxiety Help, HELP.com.
Brains, let me tell you, you know, I always turn you on to the biggest and the brightest on the planet, and here are two of them. If nothing else, contact them, see if you can set up a consultation to explore something outside. Because if the traditional and the familiar are not working for you, then you need to expand your bandwidth. You need to tap into that other 95% of the subconscious mind. You need to clear out all of the worms that are in your gut that are not working for you, that are causing you pain, anxiety, and stress. We need to elevate ourselves to the next level. The world is changing, and we've got to change with it. I want to thank both of you for coming here to visit with me here on the Edge with my brains to just, you know, open them up to wonderful opportunities beautiful, you know, beautiful experiences, because it's very important. And this was very powerful. This was very fulfilling for me, and I was so excited to share both of you with our show. Brains, go back, please, and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I have them for you, everything from soup to nuts. We're doing it, and we're doing it big. I just want to announce also that I am going to be doing my first lunch and learn at the Hilton Del Mar Garden Inn Hotel, May the 16th. So stay tuned for more information on that. Again, thank you, the Chari, the dynamic duo, for coming to On the Edge. Please know that there's always a place for you here. There's a seat for you here. And, again, you're doing incredible work, and I thank you. I thank you so much.
Thank you, April.
Thank you.
All right, brains, do all that you can to be a good person and to be well.